Good morning, David Harris, Editor-in-Chief at the Clarion Project. We're talking about, you know, terrorism. David, are you with us?
I am. Am I appropriate now as well?
All right. So, you know what? Things went pear-shaped at about 6:05 this morning, and they've been going in a different direction since. David, it's coming towards the end of the year. What are the safest destinations that are currently not under terrorism threat?
Home.
Home. My home or your home?
All homes. Just a book, a fire, if fires still exist. Of course, you've got to be careful with fires. Curl up with a loved one or with a pet or whatever it is, and just stay out of trouble. I mean, this is obviously exaggeration, but definitely it's fair to say that the world is not a safe place this coming holiday season, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas or just the winter break. All of the obvious places are under threat in the Northern Hemisphere, places like Paris and London and so on. But it's not just that. You know, these days there are Christmas markets all over the world, and ISIS has said very clearly to its members, go out and target Christmas markets. And we saw that happening last year in two or three different places, most notably and tragically in Berlin, of course, where a truck just drove into a Christmas market. So, you know, I remember as a kid, you know, being Jewish and traveling to Israel and so on, people would say to me, you know, how can you go to Israel? It's such a dangerous place. And I remember that Jewish people would always turn around and try to say, well, it's not that dangerous and so on. But at the end of the day, you know, in the 80s and you know, 15 years ago, Israel was a very dangerous place. Today, we can safely say that Israel is probably one of the safest places in the world today, which might sound incredibly odd to people listening to this,
right.
but it's just as safe as anywhere else. You know, New York can be dangerous anywhere you go, but it's not even that. If you look at some of the random attacks that have been around the world, they've been in villages in the middle of nowhere, in the mountains in Switzerland. You know, you just don't know.
Okay, so you reckon stay at home?
Yeah, absolutely. But my personal view, and I will not be sued by anybody for giving this piece of advice because this is purely my opinion and not professional advice. My view is just go where you, having said everything I just said, go where you want to go because we have to carry on. The risks are out there wherever you go in the world. You know, and if it's not going to be from terror, there are still natural disasters happening all over the place. You know, think about the last month, having been caught up in tragic earthquakes. Mm. Just go and enjoy yourself. Be hedonistic. Life is so blooming short. You know, in the best case scenario, you're here for 100 and let's do the Jewish thing and say you're here for 120 years. You know, that's not a lot of time. Just go and enjoy yourselves and don't worry about everything.
All right. So, you know, you're talking about hedonistic. We have some guests in studio with us, and we're going to be talking about an island just off Mozambique called Mjembe Island. Now, how does this sound, David? You fly from OR Tambo into Pemba Airport. From there, you take a helicopter across to Mjembe Island, and the entire island is yours. You get a chef, you get a butler, and it is tropical paradise extreme. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Be good for me, it would be good for 3-4 days. After that, I would be bored silly. I don't swim. I don't like sunbathing. I'll read a book a while, but then I need something to occupy me. But
well, I mean, you'd have 25 of your friends with you. Did I omit to mention that?
Oh, that's amazing. Can I choose who the friends are?
Yes, of course you can.
In that case, well, obviously that's one place for you. You get one seat. But no, in that case, then I'm up for it. And if there's unlimited supply of wine.
Okay. David, thank you so much. Listen, we won't be speaking to you next week because you're away for the next few weeks. But we will be checking in with the Clarion Project. Thank you.
I'll leave you in the good hands of Meira. I'm off to the joys of looking at terrorism in Europe, I'm afraid, over the next week or so.
Gosh. All right. Well, just stay safe. Take care,
Thank
David.
Thank you. Take care. And remember, everybody, have a great holiday and just book somewhere fun and enjoy it, and you don't have to stay at home.
Okay. There you go. Don't stay at home. David Harris, he's the editor-in-chief at the Clarion Project. And, you know, if you're going to do it, go and do it anyway, because life is very, very short.